Chapter 11. Fair Survey.
It is very difficult to make a survey of any theme. First of all, responses elicited from a survey differ greatly depending on how to present questions in a questionnaire and respondents' social status or occupation. Also, both parties' responses are totally opposite depending on whether a new policy will benefit or damage respondents. Besides the above two findings, another serious problem is that respondents with insufficient knowledge of a theme fill out a questionnaire. A British man who conducted surveys of government policies showed concerns about this point. Recently, I have made a survey of pensions. If I ask people who hardly know about pensions, they will give superficial responses, such as, "Everyone has to receive sufficient pensions." In order to prevent this, I first explain in detail about pensions. He continued to state what he should pay attention to when explaining to respondents collectively. One way is to give simple questions to engage listeners during a public lecture. For instance, what do you think is the average lifespan of British people? If he gives the lecture unilaterally, he will lose their attention. The other is to have the people divide into several groups after that and talk about the theme. He contrasts the present problem of pensions and their future prospects, and tells the audience that at present, the government provides senior citizens with apartments and living expenses. The underground and taxis in London are also free of charge. The next generation can receive only a small amount of money due to a declining source of income. Then he lets groups of people talk about the pros and cons of pensions. And when they have gained enough knowledge of pensions, he starts to administer the survey. The British man's statements make us recognize again that advance preparation is indispensable for gaining valid results in questionnaires. Japan is now a super-aged society, and it is often reported that in the future, young people will not be able to receive the same pensions as present-day senior citizens do. However, if they can improve the Japanese economic condition by finding new markets abroad, they will be able to preserve the present-day pension system. After we inform young people about that, and if we conduct a survey, we can achieve different results. Also, this may be an opportunity for young people who tend to look inward to direct their attention to foreign markets. Then it will kill two birds with one stone.